thrill to be coming your way once again for our little weekly visit. Now, I realize that time passes by just so quickly, and before we hardly realize it or are able to say all the things that we would like to say, our time will be gone. But I don't want to be in such a hurry in life that I cannot bring forth the thoughts that are on my heart. I just want this next few moments to just be a quiet visitation with the dear ones who listen to the broadcast. I'm sure that many of you feel that you know me almost personally, even though perhaps we've never met. And others, I know you and you know me, and we've been good friends for many years, and this means a lot to me. So, first of all, let me thank each and every one who has responded from time to time to the thoughts and the messages that we've given out over the air. I'm just so happy if something may have been said that has proved a blessing and has caused some soul to pause on life's busy way and consider the value of their soul. I'm sure that many of you have prayed for me, and let me say that I'm praying for you, and others have given of their means to cause the broadcast to continue to go forth, and my heart is just overwhelmed with gratitude. How can I ever thank you and thank God enough for the way you have responded and helped us continue with the broadcast? I'm certainly filled with gratitude, and others have written us, and we feel, and I think justly so, that we have friends scattered all over the country. And I just like to call out your names just individually, many, many different ones. And yet, you can see what that would do to our time. It would just take it up. So let me say just a cheerful good morning to everyone, and may God bless you wherever you are and wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice. But I would especially like to point out and say a very cheerful good morning to two elderly friends of the broadcast, a brother and sister, Joe E. Estopy. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. That's E-S-T-O-P-Y. Brother and sister, Joe Estopy, in Parsons, Kansas. They're aged folks, and he has written us, and how we do appreciate it. I want to share some of his thoughts with you today. He said in a little note here that I thought you might like a copy of Ending of the Kansas Summer. If I sent you this before, think nothing of it, as sometimes I forget some things. Joe. Well, that's perfectly fine. Brother Estopy and I want to say a cheerful good morning to you and your dear companion there. And I want to share with the listener some of the thoughts expressed in his Ending of the Kansas Summer. Now, I don't know that the Kansas Summer would be all that much different from the summer anyplace else that we'd have within range of the broadcast anyway. But anyway, if I should not give it verbatim, why, I think nothing of it here, but let me just share some of these thoughts as he gave them. He says the summer is ending, and we're entering into a new season. The frost will soon come and paint the leaves a pale gold, yellow to scarlet red. It is a beauty that cannot be matched by man. Surely the reason we call this season fall is because the frost will soon come. Then silently the leaves one by one all fall. It silences the song of the cricket and the katydid. We hear the honking of the wild geese as they go south for the winter. The beautiful green that carpets the earth, we see it turn to brown. That may sound sad, but wait. There is still a beauty to know. For the winter comes with its stormy nights, also some clear, cold, beautiful moonlight nights. Before the real cold of winter arrives, some cool evening, let us get away from the noise of the city, out where one cannot hear the noise of the many cars, and sit quietly and look and listen. That reminds me of some of the thoughts that I've felt and expressed on the broadcast. Listen, beautiful yet lonely and lonesome are the sounds of the night. It is so quiet out in the country. Then I hear the barking of a dog or the mooing of a cow off in the distance. Then it is silent, oh so still. Then the silence is broken by the song of some night bird or the crowing of a rooster in the distance. Sometimes I hear the weird howl of a coyote on the far side of the field. Then another answers a little farther away. Then it is quiet again. So long as silence, it seems as if the whole world is asleep. Then comes the hooting of an owl from yonder woods. Many are the sounds that bring back memories of my childhood, a time long past, never to return. Then, as I sit in silence, it causes me to think, and I give God the praise and glory for his wondrous works. I thank him for the hearing and the mind to remember and for the eyes to see the beauties of the night. In the heavens, I see the wonders of his creation, the moon and the stars hanging on nothing but space, time, and his power. Then a star shoots across the heavens and disappears into the vastness of the universe. As I sit, look, and listen, I trust him more and more for that I see and hear. Also, for that I cannot see and hear, for I know he is always near to them that love him. I think of the ages past and the time to come as time goes on and on into eternity. My human mind cannot fathom it. As I sit in the presence of his universe, I see how small and helpless I really am. Oh, how great God is that he would be mindful of man such as me. I think of his promise in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. God created the earth and the heavens with its hosts of wonders, also the animals and birds to make the sounds for us to enjoy. But we have to turn aside from the many affairs of our busy life to really see and enjoy them, just as it is. If we want to know the joy that God has prepared for them that love him, we have to turn aside from the reasoning of men of the world that know not God, and believe that Christ is the Son of God, and that he arose from the tomb, ascended into heaven. For it is impossible to please God if one does not believe, love, trust, and obey. So, let us praise God and thank him for the changing of the seasons and for the blessings they do bring. Brother Joe E. Estefy. Thank you, Brother Estefy, for sharing with us some of your thoughts of the ending of the summer. And now, listen to the scripture from Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Here's a question asked by the writer. David was concerned as to who was going to stand in the presence of the Lord, and he went on to answer it in verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Oh yes, that's the answer, clean hands and a pure heart. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, that's a wonderful thought. The King of glory, the God of all creation, the God of the heavens, will come into your life and mine if we'll lift up our face toward him, if we'll seek him with all of our hearts. He'll find us, and we'll find him. I say that's the greatest thing that ever happened to a person in this world is to find God real in their lives. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? I like that psalm. I like to think and to know that the earth belongs to the Lord. Sometimes evil men seem to control things so much, and yet over it all and through it all, God is working. And just as we read there in Romans, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, if you know that you're striving to live for God, and you've yielded yourself to Him, then don't be afraid of what the enemy is going to do to you. May the Lord deliver us from our fears and the things that would torment us, and that with a sound mind of reasoning, we may understand the will of God in our lives. Did you notice the thought here expressed in this reading that I gave you earlier? It says, if we want to know the joy that God has prepared for them that love Him, we have to turn aside from the reasoning of men of the world that know not God. And how true that is, dear ones. We have to get away from the things of this world and the reasoning of men and women of this world who don't know and believe in God, and that He arose from the tomb, ascended into heaven, for it is impossible to please God if one does not believe, love, trust, and obey. And how true that is. Dear ones, if we're going to please God, we're going to have to believe in Him, and regardless of what comes, just keep our faith steady in the Lord. Oh, may the Lord bless every listener of the broadcast. Our Father, we're just thrilled today to know that God is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Bless every listener of the broadcast in the way which they need, and we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. And so, friends, thanks again for a few moments of your time. If we've been a blessing, we'd be happy to hear from you. Would you pray for us as we also pray for you? And so, this is Willie Murphy, and I say until we meet again, may the Lord bless you richly and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.